Talk to me a little bit about the operation, some of the logistics, acreage, and shrimp production.
We have in this farm, we have 280 hectares. We produce around 2.1 and 2.2 cycles per year. And for every hectare, we get around 3,500 pounds per cycle, per hectare.
What is your, I guess, yearly output for shrimp? What do you produce per year?
Around 7,000 pounds per hectare per year. So times 280 hectares.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you have on the farm here, disease and challenges for production?
Well, disease, it's definitely the white spot syndrome, which came to Ecuador in 1996. And another challenge is to manage and work with people. We work with 60 people in this farm. Also, well, the shrimp, it's a life animal, so it's very complicated. They get sick, they need more or less food, they need more water exchange in order to get the oxygen of the water to a minimum level.
We're here with the United Soybean Board's See for Yourself Tour. How does soybeans and soybean meal play into your feed rations and helping to, I guess, into your operation?
Well, I wouldn't know the exact numbers because they do that at the factory. But we have participated in many trials between soybean and fish meal. And we have got excellent results.
Are the results showing similar to when you use fish meal into the feed rations?
Actually, we have gotten same results and better results.
How much feed would you use in a month or a year here?
We have a conversion rate of 1.6. So it would be around 14,000 pounds per hectare per year, around that.
As fish meal becomes more expensive, do you look at including more soybean meal into your feed rations?
Definitely, yeah. Okay, we have 1,000 hectares. In Ecuador, we have some of the largest or biggest shrimp farmers. Some of them have 4,000 hectares, 5,000 hectares, even up to 10,000 hectares. But still, we're considered big. I would say the average per company or per person would be 100 hectares.
From here, they go to a processing facility. Where's your end user?
Some to the States, some to Europe, and some to Asia. Those are the biggest markets. Say 40, 30, and 30.
Do you have issues with the GMO? I mean, we talk about GMO labeling with the trade to Europe. Is there issues with what you're feeding?
No, we have no issue with that.